ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
Hello, this is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Said that weird.
Podcast. It's a pod.
Don't be hanging shit on me, mate, because after what's just happened.
What just happened?
You've just gone to the bathroom.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
This is, by the way, this is a source of contention amongst the dudes here.
Because we have a nice little pack of goodies in our bathroom.
Because you guys have a little hamper, a little care package.
Yeah.
We don't have that.
We fill it, though. You could make your own.
I don't care that much. But there's perfume in it, and you've just come in smelling like a toey 13-year-old boy who's overdosed on the dupe, mate.
It's like a...
Way too strong, Gabby.
It's a Body Shop musk one or something. And I was in there. I was like, oh, that looks nice. And I forgot my perfume today. So I just did one spray, and holy moly, it's overwhelming.
One spray with a hose.
It's like I've just bathed in it.
It's so weird for me, though, because you just smell normal all day. Like, you said you didn't put your perfume on. I don't get that close, so I don't really know. But it's been normal.
And then
it was like...
Just suddenly there's a waft.
It's like I got attacked by potpourri. Unbelievable. Thank you for downloading the pod, everyone. At least you can't smell it. It's just audio only.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favourite scary movie?
It is a bit of a spooktacular this week in the lead up to Halloween. And just the other day, we were asking for people to call in and tell us what not scary movie scared them. The least scary movie that actually scared them.
The least scary movie that scared you. And we had Bambi.
Yeah.
We had The Little Mermaid.
101 Dalmatians was another one.
There were so many Disney movies. Disney movies are actually cooked.
If you think of their storylines, there's always a death.
Look at
isn't
The Lion King. Yeah. I cried first time I saw it.
Yeah.
But one of the people who called through for this was a woman by the name of Stacey.
Mm.
And Stacey confessed to us off the air that she has never in her life, and she's a grown woman, she's married, she's got kids. She has never in her life, though, seen a horror movie.
We want to change that.
And we wanted to change that. So we're going to take her to go and see Malignant, which is from James Wan of, like, Saw fame. And he's pretty much the modern-day Freddy Krueger who makes all the scary movies,
it's got
James
the
Wan.
Highest rating possible, which means you cannot go into that cinema if you're not 18 years of age.
Mm.
We're going for the top-level scary movie.
100%. And we're going to hook Stacey up to a heart monitor to, you know, measure her beats per minute. But before we do all that, we're going to do that today. You're going to hear it all tomorrow.
Mm.
We thought, let's get to know Stacey and why she's never actually sat down and watched a horror movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favourite scary movie?
Why have you never seen a horror movie?
Because it scared the me. I have nightmares. No, I genuinely do have nightmares. What I remember was when I was really small, Return of the Living Dead, part two. I just remember a head coming around the corner with a screwdriver in it, saying, get the screwdriver out of the head. My dad and my brother were sitting watching it, and I've never watched anything since. They petrify me. My wife just watched The Quiet Place.
Yeah.
And I sat behind them the whole time. I couldn't look at it.
We should have brought a screwdriver, Gabby.
No, we shouldn't.
Whip it out halfway through the movie.
Have you prepped your wife on the fact that you're going to struggle to sleep for the next couple of nights?
I'm not the best of sleepers anyway, so I'll just keep her awake. So it's all good.
Yeah, when the axe murderer is coming, you have to be here to protect me. Okay, so tell us the story that involved you, Top Gear. There was a horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't go down well.
So I was in Bulgaria, and everybody else was sleeping. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
And my nephew, he had his iPod. And so I picked up his iPod, and the only things that were on there were Top Gear, Christmas special, two episodes of, and Shaun of the Dead.
Mm.
And I watched the Top Gear twice. And I watched 30 minutes of Shaun of the Dead and went back to Top Gear and couldn't sleep for 2 days anyway afterwards. So, yeah.
So, Stacey, I was talking to the cinema manager here, and she was telling me that this movie that we're seeing, it is so scary that it's rated R18+, and she can't actually allow the younger members of staff to come in and do the cinema checks.
Can I tell them I'm 16?
I don't know if they're going to buy it, but we could try. but that wouldn't fill you with confidence, would it? That, you know, you have to be a full-blown adult even to enter the cinema.
No, it doesn't fill me with any confidence whatsoever.
Oh, we picked the right victim. Nah, she's shaking her head.
She's shaking everything right now.
Well, will she be able to sit through an R-rated horror movie? Find out tomorrow. Good luck.
Thanks.
When has an appliance attacked? Because I decided to curl my ponytail at about 4 a.m. the other morning, thinking it was a great idea. And while curling my ponytail, I heard before I felt a sss, and it got me right on the thumb.
That's never a sound you want to hear when you're using any appliance that generates heat.
Appliance, exactly. So I ended up with this pretty hectic burn just under my thumb, between my thumb and my wrist, like just there on my hand. It's blistered and popped, so you can see the blister has popped. Gross. It's real gross. But it was just one of those moments where I was like, ah! And it reminded me of when my sister was straightening her hair and she did the same thing on her forehead and she ended up with this almighty blister on her forehead and she had to cut in a fringe to hide it.
Oh, wow. Well, at least yours is on your hands.
Yeah.
And, you know, people aren't staring directly at that, are
That's
they?
That's true. I can hide it pretty well. So 131060, I don't know. Appliances are there and they're very handy and they make life nice and easy. However, they can turn on you occasionally. And we want to know when an appliance has attacked.
131060, when has an appliance attacked? Just a real quick backup story that happened to me a few years ago when we got a new iron. And I think this is the time when we became grown-ups and we upgraded from the crappy $15 Kmart iron to the good, like, you know, $100.
The one that's not going to ruin the clothes.
Iron that we actually got at Harvey Norman, you know. Yeah, that's right. And I was ironing a formal shirt, like a button-up shirt to put on, going for a night out or whatever. And I didn't have a shirt on yet. So I was shirtless, about to put on the shirt that I'm ironing. And as I slid the iron across the board, the tip of the edge has slid across the entire length of my belly.
Oh.
Burning a perfectly straight line across my gut. And it blistered and all that as well, too.
You would have looked like you had, like, a C-section scar.
That's exactly what it looked like.
Like this perfect line.
Exactly what it looked like. It was a little bit higher. It was above my belly button because I had the ironing board up quite high.
Yeah.
But 131060, look, appliances can attack.
They can.
And when's it happened to you?
They are dangerous things. Like, you got to be careful when using them. It could be a kitchen appliance, like maybe the air fryer, maybe the pressure cooker.
It hasn't got to be one that generates heat.
True.
As well. Like maybe the blender hurt you.
Ooh.
That's even worse.
That's a scary one.
Eliza's here. Eliza, when has an appliance attacked?
So I was about 8 years old and my older sister wanted to curl my hair.
So
to utilise an appliance, she used a hand mixer, like an egg beater.
No, that's not how it's done.
And, she turned it on and it just ripped my hair straight out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a no.
That is not recommended by hairdressers.
I don't know what you thought was going to happen.
I don't know either.
It's a handheld mixer.
When you're right, though, like it spins. So you'd maybe think it spins, it
It's
curls.
A little bit like that scene in Matilda where they want to turn, like the dodgy dad wants to turn back the odometer in the car and he uses a drill.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think that's how it works. Sarah on 131060. Sarah, when has an appliance attacked?
Hi, it was actually my toaster. I picked up the toaster out of the bottom cupboard and actually,
hang on. That's fine. You do what you got to do. We got all the time in the world. So what happened with the toaster?
Yes, as I pulled it out of the cupboard, I didn't realise that my hand was still in where you put the bread.
Yeah.
And I plugged it in.
Oh, no.
Not only did it actually electrocute me, it also burnt.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And see, those elements.
That's dangerous.
Like those elements inside a toaster, they are legit.
They're strong.
Orange hot.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? That's painful. Adele, when did an appliance attack?
Morning, guys. It wasn't myself. It was my ex-sister-in-law. She thought it would be a good idea to use an actual iron to straighten her hair.
Oh, yeah, I remember doing that back in the day, ironing your hair straight.
Yes, she was 17 and burnt the side of her face, her ear, and actually snapped half her hair off.
Adele, you're so mean. You're just laughing.
I was laughing then too. It was about 20 years ago.
Wow.
Laughing then, laughing now.
It's like it's the people too who are in ISO using toasters to make using irons to make toasties and stuff. Like we've all seen that. With
irons are very versatile.
No, they're not. They're not. You use them for clothes only. I'm pretty sure it says that somewhere in the instructions.
We only let her talk about the wedding once per week.
What? Only once?
Yep. This is Gabby's weekly wedding update.
It's actually a bit of a stressful one today because it's my first wedding meltdown in the organisation of what is a very big event. Like, it's the once-in-a-lifetime thing that you do and you go all out and some stress creeps in every now and then. And this happened to me the other night because I decided I had to knuckle down and get these invitations sorted because the wedding is in June next year. But, you know, with Christmas taking out a chunk of your organisational time and delivery is so kind of delayed at the moment, I wanted to make sure it was done.
You've sent out save the dates, which are very handy.
Well, I had to do it because a lot of people are travelling for the wedding. So I needed to get the save the dates out nice and early so they could book their travel.
So that's smart. So at least you've done that.
Yeah.
But the, you still need to get invite the invites
was out. It was time to do that. And I wanted to save a little bit of coin with the invites. So I decided to go with an online company where there's a bunch of templates, but you personalise them to be exactly what you want them to be. So I found the exact one I wanted, and I had three different things. I had the invite itself. I had the wishing well piece of paper with that, you know, the little poem
about give me your money.
And then, yes. And then the other one with all the info for accommodation, RSVP, you know, all that kind of stuff. So three different things that I had to personalize and make my own. And I spent hours on these bad boys, hours. I then took screenshots and I sent them to my family, and my family came back with, you know, changes that they thought would be nice or if there was any spelling errors.
You even got improved. That's nice.
I got improved. So hours were spent on this. And then I was like, cool, I'm finally just going to do it. I'm going to purchase them, Dunskies. They'll be delivered at some point, ready to go. So I go to check out and it says you must log in order to check out. You can't check out without logging in first. And I was like, righto.
This is where the anxiety starts to creep in because you know you're going to have to be directed away from this page.
Yes.
And there's always that, you know, sinking feeling like we're like, go back. Mate, I have that feeling like if I fill in the login for like 7+, like the app to watch 7 shows, it's like, you got to have an account. And you're man, I've got to go back.
Yeah. So I create a login and I get into the site.
Yeah.
And I go to my shopping cart.
Yeah.
Empty.
No!
And I was like, what? So I press back to get to my templates that I had altered, and it comes up with a message. Due to private information, you can only view templates that you have altered in your login. You cannot access any other altered templates.
Oh, God.
So there was absolutely no way I was going to get these invites back. They were gone. There was no way I was getting them. And I started having a full-blown meltdown. I was furious. I nearly threw my laptop.
See, this is, you would have had all the anger. You would have been angry and sad at the same time. And by the way, it's not your laptop. It's a work laptop. So don't throw it.
So fiance
that is Southern Cross or stereo property.
I didn't throw it. I just felt like it. So fiance Nev comes out and he's like, what's wrong? And I tell him and he just like pretty much Homer Simpsoned into the hedge, like went back into his room because he knew that there was no, he did not want to be near me because I was furious. He's like, just have a breath, we'll do it tomorrow. And I was like, no, I want to get this done. So luckily I had taken those screenshots to send to my family for proofing. So I had what like I had done previously, but I had to redo it. And now I'm stressed because I was so angry when redoing it. So I was like smashing the keyboard, like redoing the invites in anger. I'm worried now I'm going to receive these invites and there's going to be like random profanities.
Yeah, there's going to be random F words. The wishing effing well.
Cliffo has been strutting around this office like he is the king of the world all week. And we found out yesterday Why?
Is that a rooster?
Yeah.
Strutting through the corridors. No, that's Cliffo.
That's just Cliffo.
He's doing well in the pool stakes.
He's just strutting around because he got an A+ on his report card. And yesterday, Cliffo, you did do a very good job of explaining to us why you had chest up and strut going.
Well, the pool guy tests the water. He wasn't the most animated guy ever. He just said the words, "Looks like you score an A+. How I heard it in my mind was something much different. Bit more like this.
Well, 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 everyone, look who it is. It's Cliffo. Looks like you score an A+.
Makes sense as to why you've been strutting around since the weekend.
I may have dabbed on the way out of the store as well, too.
It's still true. I've been very, very proud of myself.
Very proud. It's all about the chemical balance.
Cliff and Chucky, and there's a few other pool dads around here. And I feel like I'm the king of the pack.
You are. Because you got an A+ on the report card. You've been very stoked about it. So producer Brooke and I decided maybe we need to test you on your skills when it comes to the pool water. Because we weren't there when you got the A+. We don't know if it happened or not. We've never been in your pool. So we want to see your knowledge in practice.
Separate work and pleasure.
I've tried. He won't let me in.
Gabby and Nev keep coming past, like zinc on their faces, floaties on, boogie boards. Can we come in?
Hey, no. Help. So what we've done is we have collected 3 different jars of water, Cliffo.
Okay, I can see
there's them. One jar that has pool water in it.
Yeah.
The other 2 jars have toilet water and tap water. We need you to taste test. No, I'm kidding. We want you to use your senses,
okay,
aka nose, because I don't think you want to touch it,
no.
And see if you can decipher which one is the pool water. We want to see if you really have the skills.
So, okay, there's 3 jars in front of me.
Yep.
Beautiful. By the way, producer Brooke, you have beautiful jars at home. These are not old Vegemite jars.
No.
They're unused.
These are all brand new, like succinct, pretty looking jars. They're labeled 1, 2, 3. So you're telling me one's pool water, one's tap water, one's toilet water.
Yeah, correct.
All right.
Producer Brooke got the toilet water one, obviously.
Nice.
Now she got all more.
Made her do that job. Okay, I've sniffed number 1.
What do you reckon that one is?
There's a porcelain hint to it. That could be the toilet water. I don't know why. I don't know why I think toilet water.
A porcelain hint.
That smells like it could have been in a bathroom.
Okay,
I don't know why. That's number 1.
All right.
And number 2.
Number 2.
Oh, yep. Okay, I know what that one is. Just going to hold that till the end. Number 3. Yep, okay. I know this, exactly.
Okay. Label them, please.
Number 1's the toilet water. Number 2's the pool water. Number 3 is the tap water.
Oh, my God, Cliffo. You get an A+.
Oh, my God! Right now, what's going through my head? Hey, 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 it's Cliffo. Looks like you get an A+ again.
Well done, well done. There's some interesting artist names out there. Like a lot of singers have aliases. Mm. And I think this kind of has been on my mind because every time we play a Pink song, Cliffo, you always refer to her as Alicia Moore.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Well, and she got...
Don't shoebox me into a crutch there.
Sometimes.
I guess I say it
sometimes.
A bit.
Sometimes.
It's the one kind of fact I know about Pink.
Yeah, yeah.
She was born Alicia Moore.
Alicia Moore, and she changed her name. She had pink hair at the time, so she changed her name to Pink. Yeah.
The short, shaved pink hair.
She was like a bit of a rebel.
Bit of a grunge kind of thing.
Yeah. But there's a few other artists I've looked into to see how they came up with their names because I'm kind of intrigued. So let's start first with Iggy Azalea. So you may or may not know this. Her dog was named Iggy. And she had a necklace with the dog's name on it to, you know, pay homage to the dog. And so people thought her name was Iggy. So she was like, well, you know what? I'm just going to go with it. So her first name is Iggy, which is her dog's name. Her second name is Azalea, which is the street that she lived on when she was a kid.
That's how you work out your porn stuff.
Iggy Azalea. Her real name is Amethyst Amelia Kelly.
Yeah. I only remember that because I know my porn name's Mitzi Abbott.
Mine's Sandy Foster. Yeah. Hello. Let's talk about LL Cool J then. Bit of a throwback. When he was 16, he chose the name because it stood for Ladies Love Cool James, which he said was completely wishful thinking, but he thought it was pretty funny. His name is actually James Todd Smith. but he continued with LL Ladies Cool J. Love.
Right, that's new. I didn't know that.
Isn't that funny?
Did not know that was how Cool J got his name.
Do you know how Whoopi Goldberg got hers? So
no, I mean. I've just picked a song from Sister Act.
Yeah.
She's not actually a... she's an entertainer. She's an all-rounder.
Yeah, and she got her name because she was told she was like a whoopee cushion because of the way she would fart on stage when she was doing her her comedy when she was younger. She said she didn't have time for bathroom breaks, and so she'd just have to let rip on stage. So they'd call her a whoopee cushion, and then Goldberg is homage to her Jewish heritage.
Yeah.
But her real name, like one she was born with, was Karen Elaine Johnson.
Oh, she's a Karen.
She's a Karen.
Yeah, I'd change that as well.
Quickly, Machine Gun Kelly. So he's very big at the moment.
Megan Fox's partner.
Yeah, so he's changed his name too. There's a mobster back in the day called George Machine Gun Kelly Barnes, and he wanted a name to reflect his rapid-fire lyrics. But his real name is Colson Baker. Not nearly as cool.
None of these names are as cool as the pseudonyms.
And this is one you're going to love, Post Malone. So when he was 14, his name was Austin Richard Post, and he put his name into a random rap name generator, and it came out with Post Malone.
You're kidding.
And he kept it.
So some kid in his basement who came up with some shitty website that gives you a rap name has...
Named Post Malone.
One of the most wealthy rappers in the world at the moment. Good on you, kid in your basement with no pants on. Good on you.
Cliffo and Gabby's Naughty 640. Can you handle what I'm about
to do? How you feeling? You all ready for this?
I don't know if I am. I don't think I'm ever ready for it, but we persevere nonetheless.
It's always, I try to keep it on theme, the Naughty 640, where I write from my wife's perspective and I turn my life into erotica. My boring, average, suburban, guy next door kind of life. Becomes 50 Shades of Grey.
Ramp it up.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, believe it or not, we've been doing it for a year. This is Naughty 640 Volume 52. Milky chocolate coats his lips. His tongue protrudes from his mouth, featherly licking the lips I crave ever so much. His supple tongue circles the perimeter of his mouth, once clockwise, then again anti-clockwise. I'm so hot I feel like my skin could melt. The brown of the chocolate fades. All of a sudden I feel jealous of said chocolate. Why, oh, why can't that tongue do that to me? This is a pleasurable pain I endure every Halloween. He started preparing for Halloween over a month ago. It seems like every weekly shop, chocolates were added to the trolley, accompanied with a comment like, better stock up for the kiddies. Look at that rotund, ravishing waist on your boy. You've been stocking up for years. Before we know it, the night arrives, All Hallows Eve. He pulls his musty, old cowboy costume from storage, but strangely leaves it on long after the kids have gone to bed. When it's our time to hit the boudoir, he goes to remove his spurs, chaps, and golden shiny sheriff badge. No, no, leave it on, I murmur. Why, he responds through gravelly voice. Because I need to get a photo to send to my mother. You look ridiculous. Like the cowboy bit?
Oh, like the boudoir.
The boudoir, yeah, that's our bedroom. Thunderbolts and lightning,
very, very frightening. Very frightening. Over the last couple of weeks, there have been some pretty frightening storms that have passed through Queensland. And a guy by the name of Talon Rose knows all about that because he was struck by lightning just last Friday. And he joins us right now. How are you, Talon?
Good.
You're obviously okay.
You've obviously got a sense of humour about it because I could hear you laughing when we played Queen there, Thunderbolts of Lightning. But this happened on Friday morning. You were on your way to school, just out the front of school, and you got struck by lightning really, really badly. Tell us, how did it feel?
It didn't really feel painful or anything. It felt warm and slow.
Really?
Wow, because you picture it to be like fast, but you're telling us it like it was a slow kind of sensation through your body.
Yeah.
So it says here that you once you were struck by the lightning bolt, you ended up on the ground. Do you remember that all happening, or did you kind of, you know, be startled when you woke up on the ground?
I remember it all because I was conscious the whole time.
So the lightning was traveling through the grounds, and it went up through your foot and then out through your shoulder. Nearly a week on, how are you feeling? Like, is it still painful?
Not everything's feeling fine.
Did you have to go to the doctor and get, like, your heart checked and stuff to make sure it hadn't set anything on a wrong rhythm?
Yeah, we did get all that checked, and that was all fine.
This is incredible.
It's just so crazy that it happened and you're fine and, you know, you're conscious the whole time. In my head, if you got struck by lightning, you know, you'd be out for the count.
Out for the count for sure.
Yeah.
Is it true the rubber on your sneakers is what probably saved your life?
Yeah, we think so.
It's a bit of a grounding kind of fabric, that rubber. Yeah. Have you gained any superpowers because you were hit by lightning?
No, I haven't.
So you're not going to be the next Flash or Spider-Man?
It says here as well, your mum wishes you had powers like Flash so you could clean the house for her, but that's not going to happen anytime soon?
No, definitely not.
Definitely not.
Talent struck by lightning and doesn't even have the superpowers at the end of the day.
What a disappointment.
To go home with that sucks. Talent, so happy that you are well, mate, and that, yeah, it's had no long-lasting effects and you're all pretty chilled about the whole thing. So, Talent, thanks so much for talking us through it, man. Really appreciate your time.
So good.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.